Hey guys, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving and it's gonna be different this year because we're not gonna be able to have a whole bunch of family over. Just gonna be the people I live with plus my sister and brother-in-law, but it's still gonna be nice because my favorite part of Thanksgiving is just spending time with family. It's gonna be weird not having a whole bunch of family over, but it's still gonna be nice spending time with the people I live with. But let me tell you, the one thing I am really looking forward to is the food. If you know me, you know I love food. Like I really like food. So I'm excited for the turkey, the ham, the mac and cheese, the sweet potatoes, the greens. Oh my gosh. Oh, and the desserts too. Like guys, my mouth is watering right now. I am so ready. But anyway, last week, at the beginning of the podcast episode, I encouraged you guys to reflect back on 2020. And I was encouraging you guys to reflect back and see where you saw God's hand at work. Because, like I said, we're almost at the end of the year, and this year has been filled with a whole bunch of craziness and trauma and just a lot. So just reflect back and see where God's hand was at work in your life. It doesn't have to be anything like really big. It can be something small, but just look back and see where God's hand was at work. I'll give you a few of mine. One thing is that it's kind of personal, but I'm gonna share it anyway. I feel like this year, me and my boyfriend have grown closer together, and I feel like that's something awesome. I feel like that's definitely God's hand at work right there. So that's awesome. Another area is that several family members and family friends have welcomed babies this year. They've welcomed healthy babies this year. And that's definitely a work of God because new life is just so beautiful. And yeah, just welcoming a healthy baby in 2020, that's something to rejoice over. But yeah, just reflect back, guys. Just every day, think about something that. Think about one way that God was at work in your life during 2020. Just do it. Just do it. But anyway, for today's podcast episode, I'm gonna be telling y'all a story about what happened last week for school, and it's gonna be a lot. But let's just get started so I can tell y'all about what happened. Okay, guys, so this is basically the story. I'm taking this college class called Intro to Children's Lit. And each week we have an assignment. We have to read a book that's like 200 pages. It's a children's book. And then we have to make a discussion post. And so last week we had to read this book. It was called George. And it looked like a cute book. It was a white cover book. It had big old bold letters that said George on it. And it was in like colorful letters, you know? And so I had to read this book called George. Guys, this book was about a fourth grader named George. He was a boy. It's about him being transgender. And it's basically about this fourth grader wanting to be called Melissa and wanting to be called she and wanting to become a female. And it's basically about how George opened up to his principal, his school, and his family. It talked about how he was bullied and how he bullied people and how he snuck around and watched porn and all this mess. It was an interesting book. Yeah. And so for the discussion post this week, the question was basically this: how and why should this book be shared with fourth graders? Why is it important that fourth graders read this book and like give your reasoning? And another part of the question was basically was saying, how would you show society that this is a book that is okay and this is a book that needs to be shared with fourth graders? And when I read that question, I was like, what? And I kind of laughed. I was like, what? I'm like, you want me to write a post supporting this book being shared with fourth graders? You want fourth graders to read this? And at first I was like, you know what? I'm not going to submit a post because I don't agree with this book being shared. And I don't think society should accept this book, and I don't think that we should encourage this book being shared with fourth graders. And so at first I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just take the zero points. But then I went and I talked to my mom and my sister Alexia, and they encouraged me. They're like, no, you need to say something. Submit a post on your discussion board and say why you're not going to be answering the questions, and say what your beliefs are. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But I was just nervous because I'm very shy, and I don't like causing lots of controversy between people. I don't like arguing with people I don't know. And so I was like, you know what, I'll just step back and let this all play out. But then I came back up to my room and I sat for a second, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna submit a post for the entire class of 50 people to see, because this was I came to this conclusion. If I'm really unashamed of the gospel, if I'm really unashamed to be a Christian, then I gotta say something. I can't just sit back. If I'm unashamed, I have to speak up and say why I don't agree with this book. So basically what I posted, to sum it up, I was like, George by Alex Gino was an interesting book, but because of my personal and religious beliefs, my post will be brief and straight to the point. I'm a Christian, so there are certain things I don't support or believe in, and this book is one of them. I will not answer the discussion prompt for this unit because I don't support the message being taught or it being shared with children. And at the end I said, just for clarification, this post was not made in anger or resentment towards any group of people. It is merely my belief. And I submitted the post and I didn't look at it for like a good 2 days. And when I went back to the discussion board, I saw that 3 people had responded to me. And I was like, oh no. I was like, oh goodness gracious. I was just nervous. And I was really surprised by the responses that I got. One of the responses was by a girl, and she was basically explaining how she didn't grow up in a religious household or a religious setting, and so she's like, I don't agree with what you're saying. She's like, I believe that this book should be shared with children because they need to learn about this stuff, and they need to learn that being a part of this community is okay. And she's like, however, I'm interested in learning more about your beliefs, and I want to know why you believe what you believe. And she was like, would you be willing to have an open conversation about this, because I'm just curious. And I was like, huh, because I had the biggest smile on my face after this, because at first I was choosing not to submit a post at all. But because I submitted this discussion post, and because I spoke up about my beliefs, and because I spoke up about why I thought this book was wrong, I now have the opportunity to speak with this girl. I now have the opportunity I have the chance to talk to this girl and explain to her why I believe what I believe. I have the chance to share the gospel with this girl now because I submitted this post. And I just was so happy. I was like, dang, look at that guy. If I hadn't submitted this post, I wouldn't have the opportunity to share my beliefs with her. I wouldn't have the chance to share the gospel with her. And this other girl named Emma, me and her are talking now, she commented, and she's a Christian, and she basically was saying, I think so highly of you for standing up for your faith. And she's like, I agree with you. I don't believe that this book should be shared. And she's like, I was nervous to submit a post for this discussion because I don't believe in this book at all. And so now we're talking, and she went and she posted about why she doesn't agree with this book, and she posted about her being a Christian and all that stuff. And I just thought it's awesome because now there's 2 Christians who spoke up out of a class like 50. There's 2 of us who spoke up and said why we would believe that this book shouldn't be shared with fourth graders. And yeah, it's only 2 of us out of 50, but at least 2 of us are able to make an impact, and 2 of us are able to plant that seed and create a curiosity. People are curious now. They're asking, why do you believe this? And now, since we posted our beliefs and since we spoke up, we both have the chance to share with others the gospel. We both have the chance to share about Christ, which is really awesome. And so that's the story, guys. And I didn't follow the instructions for this assignment. So I'm probably going to get like a 0. No, I know I'm going to get a 0 for this assignment. But I really don't care. I'm okay with getting a 0. Because God was able to be glorified in this situation. He was able to be glorified in this situation. And because I didn't follow the instructions and because I'm taking this zero, I now am able to speak to this new person. I'm able to share the gospel with this new person. So it was definitely worth it. God was able to be glorified, and I'm able to share the gospel with this new person, which is amazing. I want to read a verse to you guys. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And it says this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek." I'll read it one more time. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek." Guys, the first part where it says, "I am not ashamed," that should convict us. Because a lot of us say that we believe in the gospel. A lot of us say, "Yeah, I believe in the gospel. Yeah, I'm not ashamed." But if we're honest with ourselves, many of us are ashamed. A lot of Christians are ashamed and they just don't know it. But my question for you to think is, why? Why are so many people ashamed? And the answer is, so many people are ashamed because we don't truly believe that the gospel is the power of God for salvation. People are ashamed of the gospel because they don't truly believe the power that it holds. Guys, this salvation, this gospel delivers people from hell, but it also delivers people from the temporary wrath of God against sin. Being ashamed of the gospel, it just shows us that we don't understand the power embedded in it. If you're ashamed of the gospel, it just shows that you don't understand how powerful it actually is. Because if you truly understand how powerful the gospel is, you wouldn't be ashamed of it. You would be so proud. If you truly believe, you will not be ashamed. But yeah, I just wanted to share that verse because that's basically what happened this week. I wasn't ashamed of the gospel. I wasn't ashamed to be a Christian. So that's why I spoke up. And I just want to encourage you guys to speak up. If you see something, speak up and tell people why you believe what you believe. Because if you're not ashamed, you should be telling everybody why you believe what you believe. So many people are ashamed because they don't understand the power that is in the gospel. The gospel is so powerful. And if you truly believe in it, if you truly believe in the power embedded in it, you won't be ashamed. But that is all for today, guys. I'm going to pray and then we will be done. Lord God, thank you for this day and thank you for another day. Please allow all of us to examine ourselves. And please allow us to look and truly see how powerful the gospel is. And please allow us to really look and see at how much power is embedded in the gospel. The gospel can do so many things. Lord, again, like I always say, please allow us to stay curious. Please allow us to stay curious and want to learn more about you every single day. Thank you so much for everything you've done in my life and in the listeners' life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.